The ACGC girls track and field team continue to see their times go down in just about every meet this season, and it is shown in the team's scores. ACGC came in second on Thursday with a total of 127 team points. This victory didn't come easy, as these girls came ready to fight to the end and compete at the top of their level.
Yeah, we always perform really well on the home track. I think a lot of it has to do with the amount of fans that we have there and our familiarity with it. But I thought the girls really fought all night, competed really, really well. The next three meets are really Coach Lacey and I's opportunity to decide what events we're going to try and take to state and also who's going to be a part of those relays and events. And the girls really took that to heart, and I thought they competed extremely well.
John Wooden spoke on success, something that ACGC can relate to, as he stated, quote, "Practicing with purpose is key to progress." This is something that the Cougars have not taken with a blind eye, but rather have gone in full force. Head coach Colin Shago stated that his girls succeed when they practice as hard as possible, and they'll only go out to get better. These girls are buying into the program, even despite how hard they have to work, because the reward has started to pay off.
Well, I think practice is the key there. That is one of the big things that Coach Lacey and I really preach to the girls is we've got to practice as hard as possible, because if we're able to give 100%, 110% at practice, then we know that we're going to continue getting better. The girls going out and treating each of the meets as like kind of do or die has really helped us improve. And we have a very young team, and so really trusting the process as a team has been difficult at times, but they're really starting to see those rewards now, and hopefully we can continue to see those times drop so that we can take as many things to state as possible.
Hard work and practice does not come up short, especially at the junior high level. The younger girls are seeing the high school girls succeed, and the high school girls are making their mark on those younger athletes. This not only helps the junior high runners, but benefits the future of ACGC girls track and field.
Looking into the future, I mean, we helped at the junior high meet on Monday. We helped run it, and the girls got to see some of their future teammates competing, and I think that got them really excited about the future of this program as well, because they see how much they've improved and how well we are doing as a team, and then they start to think to themselves, all right, if we mix what we're doing with what some of these junior high girls are currently doing and how well they're competing, I think a lot of these girls are getting really, really excited about the prospect of what we could be able to do as a program moving forward.
Coach Shago is not only excited about the younger athletes, but what his girls can do now to prepare for the state qualifying meet in under 2 weeks. These girls need to be mentally and physically prepared for whatever the situation brings at the meet and give it their all, as they'll take on some of the best athletes in the state.
A lot of these girls, if we want to be able to qualify events at state, are going to have to do multiple events throughout a night. And the past 2 years, we've had some really adverse weather at state qualifying. So we can't have girls that are mentally weak going out and competing at the state qualifying meet. We need them to be mentally tough to make sure that we give ourselves the best opportunity possible to compete at the state meet. 2 years ago, it was 97 degrees, 30 mile per hour winds. And then last year it was 50 degrees, rainy. And so we need to just be prepared for whatever situation, whatever weather might be coming our way for that state qualifying meet. And so seeing the girls that are going to go out and give their all regardless of the situation is really what I'm keying on for the next couple weeks.
With the end of the regular season approaching, that means it's time for the conference meets to begin. ACGC will race this Tuesday, April 30th at West Central Valley High School for the West Central Athletic Conference meet to compete with some of the best in the conference.
Our girls, like I keep saying, they competed really, really well. And we were really excited to see them continue to progress. And I think we're setting up for a chance to really peak at the conference meet on Tuesday and then hopefully peak again a week after for that state qualifying meet.
ACGC races at West Central Valley High School tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m. They'll then race at Panorama at a track invitational on Thursday, which starts at 4:30. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.